welcome back, and we have Dr. Bob Thiel here, a prolific author, geopolitical and prophetic analyst, and one of the senior people at the Continuing Church of God. And you can go to ccog.org, I believe it is, right?
Correct.
So, Dr. Bob, we were continuing our discussion about Donald Trump and what's going on now and what's happening with the world. I talk about this, and I'm going to mention this again, that when we have people like yourself, although you're quite humble, and we have people like Jonathan Gray will be on tomorrow, each of you are, we call, serious Christians that are actually not only analyzing the Bible like the Bereans or the Sons of Issachar, you're speaking prophetically. So you have your portion of the analysis and the truth, and there's this vast cloud of, we call, strong believers that are leaders within the church that are actually telling people, you know, get to the top of the tower, read the Bible, analyze it, look at current events. That's why I think your church is one of the ones that I think I strongly support, because if you don't incorporate an analysis of current events and the prophetic side of the Bible, what are you doing when the third of the Bible is prophecy for our day? So let's look at some of the things you're looking at with Donald Trump and what's happening with the things we talked about last week, because we just got started, didn't we?
Well, yes, we did, except one of the things, we will talk about Donald Trump a little bit today, but primarily what we were going to discuss is what's supposed to happen this Saturday, prophetically.
Yes, in fact, this Saturday is the 100th anniversary of, and I'll let you say the words,
the first visitation of the so-called Lady of Fatima in Fatima, Portugal.
Right.
And now, as some of your listeners may know, I wrote a book called Fatima Shock.
Right.
A few years ago. My wife and I went to Fatima, Portugal. We did some research. We've contacted a Portuguese researcher as well. We had some people do some translations for us. Somebody did some translations for us. And we went through a lot of things. And as it turns out, this Saturday is the 100th anniversary. Now, I'm going to go through some negative predictions that some believe may happen, which I don't believe will. One of which mentions Donald Trump, by the way. So we're going to start off with the negative predictions. There are also positive predictions about what's supposed to happen this Saturday regarding Fatima, which I also don't agree with.
Right.
And I'll tell you exactly what will happen, and as well as some things we're not so sure about.
Well, I want to mention one thing, one little factoid that I know that you may throw in the mix. One of the things that I've learned with my studies on Islam is that, and this is having traveled to Israel, is that Muhammad says that Allah says that he had no son, but he had three goddess daughters, and one of them is by the name Fatima. And I'll just leave that hanging out there. But isn't that interesting that one of the so-called goddess daughters of Allah, her name is Fatima?
Well, it's actually more interesting than that, and I'll address your point before I get into what I was going to say. And that is, Fatima is one of the so-called four perfect women according to Islam. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, by the way, is one of the other four so-called perfect women according to Islam.
Right.
And in the news today, I saw that Pope Francis said that the reason the apparition called itself the Lady of Fatima, I love this one, was so it could reach Muslims.
Whoa.
That, I saw
that
in the news half hour ago.
I mean, that's one of those factoids when it falls, you hear a thud like the front paw of a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Boom! You know, that Jurassic Park? That factoid is like, whoa, that's earth-shattering. That the Pope is saying this, that is like, dun-dun-dun-dun, this is the end times.
Well, basically, what the Pope did, he tried to make clear that Islam is an important thing for them, and I don't know if you know Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He was a Catholic TV personality in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah, pretty prominent, too, wasn't he? He had a big TV show in
Israel. Yes. So this is what was quoted. Okay, so Pope Francis didn't say this. I'm sorry, I misspoke when I said Francis said this particular part, but this is from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. Quote, "I believe that the Blessed Virgin chose to be known as Our Lady of Fatima as a pledge and a sign of hope for the Muslim people, and as an assurance that they, who show her so much respect, will one day accept her divine son, too." Now, I've been to Turkey, I think, three times.
Right.
And near the old biblical town of Ephesus, I call it biblical because it mentioned the Bible, okay, they actually have a ceremony once a year, or a celebration, for Mary. Some believe that Jesus' mother Mary went up to Ephesus with the Apostle John and that she died there.
Right.
Now, the Church of Rome is kind of interesting about this because there are two places supposedly that Mary died. One was in Jerusalem, and there's a church there, and I visited that a few years ago. And then there's this house that supposedly she lived with the Apostle John over in the Ephesus area. So I've actually been to both. But anyway, Pope Francis was a very Marian-focused pope. Before he went to Egypt, by the way, he went to the Church of Mary Major in Rome, prayed down before it before he went to Egypt. And to remind your listeners, the first place he went to after he became pope, when he left Vatican City, is his Church of Mary Major in Rome. And he went down and worshiped behind this image. But anyway, this stuff is very important as far as the Catholics are concerned. They actually believe that this is going to be... here's a headline from National Catholic Reporter. Francis' trip to Fatima would be taken as a pilgrimage for peace. Now, that goes in contrast with this prediction I'm going to read to you. Now, this is a prediction from some clairvoyant. He's not a Christian, and he's not going to be right, okay? But anyway, his name is Horacio Villegas, and he calls himself a messenger of God. Supposedly, he prophesied Donald Trump's victory back in 2015. But he also said that Trump would be the main reason behind the start of World War III. He says that World War III is going to begin on the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima, which is May 13th. And also, Donald Trump's going to get a new title. He'll have this one. You probably have heard this one for him.
Right.
Supposedly, this Saturday, Donald Trump is going to be crowned the Illuminati King.
No. Who's going to crown him? This is a joke, right?
Of course. No, I'm not joking. I don't believe it. Okay. I'm telling you what this
particular person... But who's saying that?
This mystic by the name of Horacio Villegas. Supposedly, he prophesied that world leaders would attack Syria and that this would bring Russia, North Korea, and China into the conflict. Okay? And his main message, according to him, is that people need to know, in order to be prepared, that between May 13th and October 13th, 2017, this war, this is World War III, will occur and be over with much devastation, shock, and death. And then he cites Nostradamus and all this kind of nonsense.
Right.
So this is a prediction that this Saturday that World War III is going to begin, which it's not. I don't have any reason to believe that Donald Trump is going to be crowned Illuminati King on Saturday either. But this is one aspect of a prediction for what's supposed to happen this Saturday. Now, on the other hand, there's another prediction. And this one we briefly touched upon when I was on last week.
Right.
This is a prediction regarding Medjugorje. Now, to let your listeners know about Medjugorje, it's over in Bosnia, and supposedly on December 26, 1982, one of the people who claims to see the Lady of Medjugorje, a woman by the name of Miranja, she had a satanic vision. By the way, they're calling this a satanic vision. Satan appeared to her, and then she called out to Our Lady. Now, you would think if people believe in Jesus and the Bible, they would call out to God, but no, she calls out to Our
Lady. He's busy. They think of his mother as like a secretary at the desk. And that's why the Roman Catholic Church has several hundred places around the world that honor Mary in special churches or sites. But only, I think, there's three or four sites that are honoring Yeshua Jesus. It's amazing how the Roman Catholic Church is lined up with Mariology, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than amazing. It's actually part of a plan that they have.
Right.
And what's bizarre about this is I was reading some other Catholic writings a couple of days ago that basically said, you know, God may be a little bit harsh at times, or, you know, maybe doesn't have quite the same caring feeling that a woman does.
Right, so in other words,
Mary.
Yeah, you want to go to Mary, don't go to Jesus because he's mad. Go to Mary because she's going to kind of tone down her son and make sure he doesn't go crazy.
They don't word it quite that way, but that's the end result.
That's the end result. I'm trying to cut through the BS and say this is like the psychology behind this crazy theology, right?
Yes. Well, anyway, so getting back to this visionary of what's supposed to happen, this is what the lady supposedly told this woman. She says, excuse me for this, but you must realize that Satan exists. Now, see, this is a mixture of truth and error. Of course Satan exists. We agree that Satan exists.
Yeah.
And then it says, one day he appeared before the throne of God and asked permission to submit the church to a period of trial. So they're taking the kind of a twist of the story in the book of Job.
Right.
Okay, so supposedly Satan goes up and he asks to give the Catholic Church a trial. And says God gave him permission to try the church for one century. This century is under the power of the devil, but when the secrets confided to you come to pass, his power will be destroyed. Anyway, when I found this, they also referred to another prophecy, if you will, by Pope Leo the 13th, who had it on October 13th, 1884. So that's also an important day as far as Fatima people are concerned. And the reason that's an important day, that's the last day that the Lady of Fatima showed up. She was showing up once a month, most of the time on the 13th of the month, starting May 13th, in the year 1917.
Right, so she stopped showing up in October, in other words, October 13th.
Correct. Right, she stopped showing up there, and one of the reasons that people believe in Fatima, or they claim they believe in this as something from God, is that something occurred on that day which is known as the Miracle of the Sun. Depending on which account of it you read, somewhere between 40,000 and 70,000 people allegedly saw a miracle in the sky that the Lady of Fatima caused to occur.
Right.
Now, I've researched this in great depth, and first of all, I want to make it clear, 70,000 people didn't write a report that said they saw something. Okay. Somebody said, was estimating crowd sizes in different spots, and looked at a couple different reports and concluded that 70,000 people looked at the sky at this time, and that something happened. Now, I am not going to say that there's no way there could have been anything that happened in the sky. Okay, there maybe very well could have been. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there way before I was born. But people have concluded that because this happened, or something happened in the sky, therefore God caused this, and God caused this so people would believe in the Lady of Fatima. Now, this Lady of Fatima told people kind of basically the most important thing is to basically pray the rosary, and told little kids to suffer for sinners. Now, the three people who saw the Lady of Fatima in these monthly visits, the oldest one, I think, was 10 at the time. Maybe she turned 11 by the last one. And this apparition told them to cause themselves to pain, to suffer for sinners. Now, would Jesus' mother come by and tell three little children, you need to inflict pain upon yourself and suffer for other sinners? I don't see that in the Bible. I don't see that as consistent with the Catholic view of Jesus' mother anyway, but that's what this thing did. And another thing that it did, and this is the part that I've seen a lot of people who've gone to a YouTube video I did years ago about my book, Fatima Shock, are basically complaining to me that they don't want to believe what was seen. And what was seen, by the way, by the three children, was a fairly short thing. It was about 1.1 meters tall, so about 40 inches or so tall. And it wore a short skirt. Now, in modern times, you can see gals wearing shorts and short skirts, and you wouldn't think anything about it.
Right.
Well, in 1917 Portugal, you didn't do that.
Right.
You didn't see it either. Unless you saw your sister changing or your mother changing or your wife, you never saw those parts of a female.
Right.
Okay? This was just not done. Even harlots didn't dress like that in Portugal. It wasn't allowed.
Right.
And so the Catholic priest who knew, who was the parish priest there, they said, look, this is demonic. This isn't from God, because Mary wouldn't show up in a culturally inappropriate manner like this. She wouldn't be showing so much skin.
Right.
And so they thought this could be from the devil. So then they sent another Catholic priest. He was supposed to investigate this. And he said, well, the children must be mistaken. The kids are all telling me that this thing had a short skirt. But this is not possible, because if it was, this is from the devil. And since people have come here and there have been reports of healing and people saying they've become more pious to the Catholic faith, therefore this must be a good thing. Therefore, the only three people who claim to see this lady and saw it every month and said it had a short skirt, obviously they were mistaken. And I had somebody else write me in the last week or so and said they must have imagined this or something, the short skirt, because obviously the woman was wearing a long skirt. It's like, why would they imagine a woman wearing a short skirt, since no women wore short skirts? They didn't wear shorts. They didn't do any of this.
Right.
And this is their big proof. Well, anyway, according to this particular prediction, the 100-year reign of Satan ends this particular Saturday.
Oh, really?
According to that particular prediction. Now, the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, wrote down that Satan was the god of this world, the god of this age. And we could look into the book of Revelation and find that the time will come when Satan is going to be bound. And he's going to be bound for 1,000 years. That hasn't happened yet. And there is no Bible prophecy about a 100-year time where Satan's reign is going to end. Now, at first I thought, okay, this is just nonsense stuff from Medjugorje, and nobody in their right mind could believe in any of this stuff, because, for example, Pope Benedict XVI, he's the one who's still alive, and he basically retired. He said that, no, Catholics don't honor this Medjugorje thing. Then you have Pope Francis, who's criticized it a couple of times. He set out a commission to study it about 3 years ago, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, and they're supposed to have a report within a year, and it's never been made public, so they haven't gone out about it.
Yeah.
But I went to another Catholic website. This is also for the National Catholic Register, and I found something from a priest, Raymond J. D'Souza, dated today. And he's calling this the Fatima Century. Now, I guess I hadn't ever heard that, and essentially I did my research of the book Fatima Shock, and maybe somebody else called it Fatima Shock, Fatima Century, and I just ignored it. It says this is a Fatima Century because the world affairs changed. It says the Fatima apparitions don't address all those shifts, but it's noteworthy that Our Lady would appear at a moment of enormous religious upheaval in the affairs of nations. And it says the Lady appeared to shepherd children the same year that Bolshevik Revolution toppled the Tsar of Russia. And so supposedly the Blessed Mother spoke to the children on the conversion of Russia, and thus became linked to the struggle against communism. So they're tying it into this. But again, this apparition didn't say it was Mary when it appeared. And some people will tie in the whole Fatima thing to the end of World War I and some other things. But I will comment that information that the lady said that didn't come out until after World War I was over. The people who claimed to see it, two of the kids died. The third one at least didn't write anything down until, I think, 1921 or 1922.
Right.
And that supposedly is proof that they predicted this stuff. The other thing that happened with Fatima that's kind of gotten some people's attention is John Paul II. Someone attempted to assassinate him on May 13th, 1981. And the reason that's interesting is not only is that Fatima Day, the person who did it was a Turk, and supposedly he did it in response to a secret third message of Fatima that he had access to from some sources, apparently demonic. And so then John Paul decided to meet with him. Well, I hear your bumper music going, so I'll explain
a little bit more about
what is and is not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's a lot to this, isn't there?
A lot, more than people think.
Yeah, back in a minute.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
Welcome back, and Dr. Bob, this is it's amazing how prominent and how convoluted this so-called Fatima thing is, and how deeply embedded in mythology and even these so-called mystics. It's like bizarre, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's a major thing, because a lot of people think, wait, you know, I'm not Roman Catholic, so I don't care, blah, 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 blah. Well, you've got a billion plus Catholics into this. The Orthodox are into this. I'm going to get that in a few moments.
You're talking about Orthodox non-Catholics. You mean like a Russian or Syrian Orthodox?
Russian Orthodox, or? Eastern Orthodox, yes.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yes. Well, for example, now some of the Russian Orthodox are, some of the Orthodox are worried about that Mary's going to be used as an interfaith or an ecumenical tool. On the other hand, they're into Marianism as well. And in this article, the National Catholic Register, talking about the Fatima Century, it says that 1917 began a catastrophic century for Orthodoxy. The Russian Revolution, introduction to totalitarian atheism, affected them. They used to have 300 bishops. 25 years later, there were just a handful. And they talk about Adolf Hitler getting involved during this particular century and affecting the Patriarch of Constantinople. And they said that the Ottoman Empire tottered down, and you know, we went away. So you would think that with Satan being bound, the Islam wouldn't grow. But anyway, you got these really bizarre things that they've got. That they said happened during this particular century. But the more bizarre things, actually what they think is going to happen with this Marian apparition. And one of them, let me read something from a group of Fatimists. They had a conference back in September 2013. And basically what they believe, unless all the bishops of Rome get together on the same day and consecrate Russia to the so-called Immaculate Heart of Mary, the world is going to face annihilation. So this is the opposite of us getting peace, supposedly, this Saturday. Let me just read this part. It says, Our Lady has told us, if the consecration is delayed, we risk the annihilation of nations and great suffering for the Pope and the persecution of the faithful. Okay, we've heard stuff like that before, and that sounds like that World War III prediction. But now we'll get to the next part. She has also told us, quote, only I can help you. So does Fatima say, we have nowhere else to turn. Our Lady is our only hope and help. Now that is a totally blasphemous position.
Who's saying that? Are these Catholics or Syrian?
Fatima.
Really?
Neither people
are they,
really
backed by cardinals or the Pope or the Jesuits or who's
they're not backed by a lot of cardinals. I think it's one. This is a group to put out. They were called the Fatima Center.
Oh yeah.
And they put out a publication. But as far as the Pope, let me read something from the Pope. This isn't about Fatima, but this will do. This is from the Pope. Pope Francis asked Virgin Mary, quote, to grant us the health that she alone can give us.
Whoa.
Be always signs and instruments of life. He also said, Mary is mother, and a mother concerns herself with all the health of her children. She knows how to care for her with great and tender love, for Our Lady protects our health. Now, as it turns out, in the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, it warns about a lady who's also called the Virgin. You usually think the term virgin, okay, a woman who's, you know, unmarried, et cetera, doesn't involve in fornication or adultery. And so that would seem to be a kind of a positive thing. Well, the Bible warns about this lady in Isaiah 47. And it also suggests this lady uncovers her thigh, which is kind of interesting because, as I told you, when the Fatima apparition appeared, it was wearing a short skirt.
Oh.
And I presume if the wind blew, his thigh would be seen possibly as well.
Let me give you an insertion of a little detail. We're going to break now, but here's the detail. In ancient Babylon and Sumer, the ancient whore temples, if you want to call it, they wore these type of clothes with short skirts. They're also perpetual virgins no matter how many times they had sex. They were the temple goddesses. Temple prostitutes always perpetually virginous. Interesting, eh?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. So this is quite convoluted. Can you summarize what we know so far? Because I'm finding it hard to, if I'm finding it hard to follow all this convoluted Madrigoria stuff, and you know, I'm sure the average person out there is saying, "Whoa, my brain is starting to hurt."
Okay. All right. Let me do it this way. Okay. Back on May 13th, 1917, in a little village called Fatima, Portugal.
Right.
Three little kids. Who were cousins, were out there tending their sheep, and something showed up. This thing was about 40 inches tall, and it called itself the Lady. That's how it identified itself. Later, it identified itself as the Lady of the Rosary. It gave certain messages. Basically, it told the kids to punish themselves for the sins of other people, and it supposedly predicted that World War I was going to end, but if the world wanted peace, it had to be, Russia had to be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Okay, and while that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, my wife and I visited Fatima, Portugal back a few years ago, and it reminds us of Vatican City. So they built a massive complex over there, and people come there all the time. Now, this apparition showed up on the 13th of the month, most months, from May 13th through October 13th. On October 13th, something happened in the air, which they call the miracle of the sun, supposedly to prove to everybody that this apparition was from God. But the messages were not biblical, and the apparition, when it showed up, was wearing a short skirt. Back in that age and era, you never saw females wearing short skirts or shorts pants or shorts anything. It was not allowed.
Right.
And there's no way that this particular apparition was Jesus' Mother Mary.
Right.
Nor did it ever call itself Jesus' Mother Mary. And the first priest that investigated this considered this was demonic. He said, this has to be from the devil. Mary wouldn't be dressed like this. The messages are questionable at best. And then they sent another priest to investigate this who said, okay, the three children who were the only ones, by the way, who see this apparition, even though crowds of people showed up on the 13th of the month to start to see this thing, nobody saw it except these three kids.
I heard there was some kind of apparition in the sky, though. There was something that happened Is that the one?
Right,
you
that was
October?
On the last one. Yeah,
the
that was October 13th.
And that was a large crowd that apparently saw this too, from what I heard.
Yes, they saw something, and because
I heard was something like a big disc, almost like if you were to describe it, a disc like UFO that appeared and kind of moved across the sky and then disappeared.
Correct. That is correct. That's essentially the claim.
Yeah.
And many have concluded that because they saw a sign or a wonder, that it has to be from God. And that doesn't make her message appropriate, doesn't make her dress appropriate, and there's no possible way I believe that was Jesus' mother, and I don't believe that God was doing that. Well, anyway, because of all this Fatima stuff, some Catholics have said this is the Fatima century, and that many things happened, difficult things happened for the Church of Rome in the last 100 years. And so this Saturday, that 100 years is over. Satan's reign ends, which makes no sense.
Well, it makes sense to me now, what you just said. It makes sense that they're going to push this and the Church isn't going to make a negative statement against it. It basically says, hey, all the persecution of the Church has ended, so what the Church is moving forward to, which is Chrislam, to bring Christianity and Islam, and this name Fatima is another way of actually kind of unifying the Church with Islam and
Judaism. That is correct.
So then my guess is it has something to do with the formation of this new supra-religion. Remember, the Roman Catholic Church is the head of the World Council of Churches, and they want to bring Judaism. They had, I think, a ceremony, was it 4 or 5 years ago before the current pope, on the mountain over Bethlehem. This mountain, apparently, they had the ceremony with rabbis and imams and priests to celebrate a specific, I'm trying to remember the feast day that they had, but it was literally to celebrate the bringing together of all these Abrahamic faiths. And the pope certainly pushes that. In fact, last Christmas and the Christmas before, he had ceremonies where they read from the Quran during the Christmas ceremony.
They're trying to make this, what you call it, Chrislam, they're basically trying to make this part of an ecumenical interfaith movement.
Yeah, in other words, I was seeing the lack of statement against it suggests they may try to use it as an interfaith way of bringing together Christianity and Islam, and this so-called holy goddess, Fatima, is one of the sort of four perfect women of Islam. And by the way, when I traveled to Israel and met Nicola Saliba, who was working on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Church, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, he was actually doing the stonemason working on it, he told me specifically, in translating from Arabic, that it says right around the stone of Abraham that Allah did not have any son, but he had 3 daughters. And, of course, he also honored Mary. The 3 daughters, one of them was, of course, named by Fatima. I think the other one was Miriam or something. But he had these 3 goddesses that were his, quote, daughters. So you got to understand that Islam is polytheistic in the sense that Allah, who's called the, you know, the their version of the creator god, actually refers to the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, had 3 daughters, which is pretty bizarre, but people don't understand this unless Islam, you don't understand that there's a link across there. In fact, I think there's even, if I remember correctly, there's some places in Egypt that honor the one of these daughters in Islam that is honoring Fatima.
Well, to take it a step further, some within Islam believe that it was Fatima who showed up in Fatima, Portugal.
Right.
See, Fatima was actually named after a Muslim who converted to Roman Catholicism. That's how come the village is actually called Fatima.
Right.
But as far as this being an international ecumenical thing, this Friday, May 12th, the United Nations has an event called the Centenary of Fatima and the Enduring Relevance of Its Message of Peace. So that's taking place at the United Nations from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Friday. Okay, so people just think, oh, this is just a Roman Catholic thing, and you know, why do you bother to talk about this? It's because they're working on this. This is part of their ecumenical interfaith plan.
Right.
And then, like, here's another headline I found today, the surprising connection between Our Lady of Fatima and Islam. Okay, this is all part of the plan. Now, what's going to happen is on Saturday, presuming the plan goes according to the plan, World War III will not start like Horacio Villegas said, okay? But what the Pope is intending to do is to make 2 of the 3 shepherds Roman Catholic saints. So So, and then he's going to...
Two or three shepherds that you mean there are these children, you mean.
Who saw this 100 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
You're not kidding me.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's lending support to the Fatima vision, and that they now have a new calling to bring the Catholic Church and Islam together now after this Saturday.
Yeah, you can pray to them officially as saints. Now, one of the reasons they're doing this is those two kids, by the way, died of the flu. And I had somebody say this was some divine intervention for them or something. Anyway, they died of the flu when they were little.
Was that the 1919 flu? So they were only a couple years after?
Yeah, that's correct, 1918 flu. And so one of the reasons they want to make them saints, other than the fact that they're promoting Fatima, is that the girl by the name of Jacinta, she was considered to be an incorruptible. Now, in case your listeners don't know what that is and have no reason to know that, an incorruptible is somebody, when they die, their body doesn't decay right away. Okay? So it looks like it just stops decaying. And when they moved her grave once, they didn't think she had corrupted, or at least not much.
Right.
So then they put her in a fancy new coffin, which was inside the chapel over there, and I looked at it when I was in Fatima. My wife and I were over there a few years ago. Anyway, so this is a so-called proof that this particular person should be a saint. Now, interestingly, if you read about all the incorruptibles that the Church of Rome has had, even though they called them saints, you would say their behavior is not consistent with sainthood. Now, some Roman Catholics have claimed only Roman Catholics have this incorruptibility ever associated with them, but that's not true. Some of the Eastern religions have had so-called incorruptibles as well. But anyway, because of all this, they're going to make these kids saints. And then this is going to continue to press upon this value of using Mary as an interfaith and ecumenical tool.
Wow.
There's a paper somebody sent me.
I think you mentioned this before. You mentioned this in your book, that the primary bridge between Christianity, Islam, and Judaism was through Mary and through Fatima, which is supposed to be one of these incorruptible women, and that, in fact, this is being used to create this new super religion which will replace modern Christianity and Islam, etc., bring world peace.
That's basically the call, but I'm going to throw in the East also. There's something that appears in China, kind of like this Medjugorje thing.
Right.
And so some Chinese will go and pray before Mary on Sunday, and then another day they'll pray before this other thing. And essentially people said it's a Chinese version of Mary. So
well, you know, 90% of the new Christians in the world are Roman Catholic from China. Did you know that? 90% of the new Christians on earth over the last 10 to 20 years are Roman Catholics in China, even during the persecutions where if you have one page of the Bible, you get sent to a Laodai prison camp, you get tissue typed, and your organs get whipped out of you. Interesting.
Well, I won't call the Roman Catholics who've converted true Christians.
No, but if you use the term, I'm not saying they're true Christians. I'm just saying they often have mixtures of animism and all kinds of devil stuff, including.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to, for example, Haiti and other things, you'll see people that say they're Catholic, but they've got all kinds of spirit worship and stuff that's blatantly not Christian. But in China, you're right, they have the 90% that call themselves Roman Catholics under the persecution of communism, and they consider themselves Christians, and they're mixing it with this Chinese version of Mariology. I don't know what they call it, but I've heard this before, and they have, how can I say, I'm not sure what the name is in Chinese, but there's a similar thing, isn't there?
Yes, there's a similar lady over there. And right. what's really bizarre about that lady, by the way, is it originally started off as a male and became female with this whole transgender thing. I didn't want to go to that. That's why I'm not going to tell you.
I don't know that much about it. All I know is I know a millimeter of it. I don't know too deep.
That's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to add one more one more religion into this, and that's Hinduism. Now, the Catholics have had a plan to use the Lady of Fatima. They've had the Lady of Fatima statue go over to India in the past, and it was revered by the Indians. Now, the Lady of Fatima statue, by the way, has the woman wearing a dress down to her ankles or to her toes or whatever, so she's all covered. But that's not what the Lady of Fatima looked like. The Lady of Fatima basically looked like an old picture of the goddess, the huntress Diana, is basically what it looked like. And anyone who's got my book, Fatima Shock, you can look in the back cover, and there's a colored picture of the statue they're showing people out there as the Lady of Fatima, and of an artist's conception of what how the children described it. Well, anyway, getting to India, over in India, you know, they've got a lot of female deities.
Right.
Now,
like
my wife and I were
one
in.
One of them is Kali, who actually is the statue of the destroyer, and she's actually in front of the Hadron Collider, which is kind of bizarre also.
Yeah, that was in the news today, by the way. I wrote about that. It'll be on my website later this afternoon about the Hadron Collider. But yeah, I saw the stuff. Yeah, I know stuff about the Kali and the 666 tying in with that. Well, anyway, getting back to Hinduism. So my wife and I were in Bali, Indonesia. Now, while Indonesia is a heavily Muslim country, Bali is predominantly Hindu. So we had a guide one day. By the way, super, super, super inexpensive. We had a guide all day and drove us around in a brand new van. He was with us for 12, 13 hours. They paid for the gas and the van. I think our total cost, you'll love this one, $25 for the whole day.
Kidding. Wow.
$25 a day. I couldn't rent a van for that, let alone drive in their country. Anyway, so we spent a lot of time with this guy, right?
Right.
So I said, look, the Catholics have a plan. They've got this plan that believes that Hindus are going to become, you know, part of their faith. What do you think? And I figured he'd say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. And he basically said, well, I guess, if they can talk and how they present it, yeah, maybe. And so this was interesting to me. So you've got the Hindus who seem to be open to the idea of some kind of interfaith deal with the Catholics. You've got the Catholics pushing hard to get Islam to accept it. Now, I don't think hardcore Islam people are going to accept a lot of this stuff, okay? But they're trying to get this connection between Mary and Islam. And I believe for a short period of time, Muslims are going to fall for this. And that's based upon prophecies in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, that there'll be a deal between the king of the north and the king of the south. And then afterwards, the king of the south is going to get upset and turn against the king of the north. So I think temporarily you will see eventually an alliance between the European Catholics, if you will, and the Arabs. But I don't think it's not going to last very long.
I've got a question, and I don't have the answer to it, but I got a question. Is there any connection with the Mount of Olives and Al Quds in Jerusalem and this so-called Mariology stuff?
I'm not going to say no, because there's this one church that's over there on the Mount of Olives, and I think they've got some Marian stuff in it. But I haven't, off the top of my head, I don't have an answer for it.
The reason why I say that is that the Muslims think somehow the Mount of Olives, which is where it says that Jesus arose from the Mount, and then also the place where the earthquakes are going to spread from there to Haifa, is supposed to start at the time of the end. There's something specific in Islam about the Mount of Olives, which is tied back to the Garden, which is, you know, remember, Mount of Olives is where he went from the Garden to be crucified. Is there something specific that ties back to Islam? And I'm wondering if there's a link to Mariology, if there's some kind of link there, because they've got to have something that fits in with some kind of strange Muslim theology that'll kind of jar enough of them to think the only way they're going to get their capital in Jerusalem, the only way they're going to get their partitioned state is if somehow this happens.
I'm not aware of that particular one in terms of on the Arab side. I mean, the Arabs do predict, by the way, that a deal will be made between them and the Europeans.
Well, we heard it last week about Abbas from Palestinian State met with Donald Trump just this last week. And he actually assigned his son-in-law Kushner to actually broker the deal. Did you know that?
I know there was some discussion of that.
No, he's the guy assigned to actually get the deal going. That's a publicly known fact now. Whoa. Maybe that's why his building in New York City says 666. I don't know. I'm just speculating. Gosh. Pretty crazy, hey?
Yeah. Searching for
for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love, NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and this is really interesting. You have some more comments to make, go ahead, and we'll be back next Wednesday at the last hour, which is from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, that's 3 to 4 Eastern, and 12 noon to 1 Pacific Time. Go ahead, Dr. Bob.
Okay, well, anyway, the tomb of the so-called Virgin Mary in the Kidron Valley is actually at the foot of the Mount of Olives over in Jerusalem.
Wow.
And what's interesting about this, as I've said before, there's two different traditions within the Catholic faith about where Mary died. And part of the Catholic faith, some don't even believe she died. But in both cases, eventually the Catholic dogma, if you have dogma might not be the right word, but the Catholic doctrine or dogma on this is that Mary ascended to heaven. But that was not the original idea. And what's interesting from my perspective, and I wrote about this in Fatima Shock, is that Muhammad's daughter Fatima supposedly ascended in heaven. So because of this, we started to see it in the Roman Catholic faith that Mary ascended into heaven. So we've got all these ties. Now, in a break, we were talking about other faiths and other peoples who might accept this kind of stuff. And I have suspected for a long time that we may see a public apparition of Mary, not just some apparition that three little kids saw or some old woman in an attic saw, but, I mean, actually out in public. And this could be one of the signs and lying wonders that the Apostle Paul warned about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And during the break, you asked me if I think that could happen this Saturday. Now, I'm not expecting that this Saturday, but if it does, it wouldn't surprise me. But what I do think is this Saturday, the Pope is going to make it clear again that they need to be pushing Marianism. And as I mentioned a few moments ago in the last segment, the United Nations is going to have a thing about Fatima. Why on earth did the United Nations have a two-hour session on Fatima?
On Friday, right?
No. On Friday,
and they heard about, I think it's called Operation Blue Book. Have you heard of that, where they actually are going to project images into near space? You heard about that?
It's not enough detail I can comment on.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that it's possible to project a three-dimensional image into space, and one of the things that was limiting it was the ability to create what's called a yellow laser. And when I had contact at U.S. Space Command, one of the things that I learned is a lot of things about near space, including our projects going to Mars and our mining operations on the moon, et cetera, which are mining helium-3, which the Chinese, by the way, 5 years ago said they're going to do it and actually replicate our space station and their operations on the moon and actually mine helium-3 for fusion reactors, which is tied back to the Hadron Collider and the projects going on in Europe right now. But what people should understand is that they can actually project images in near space that can be seen by literally millions. This is not imaginary. This can happen because they now have developed this ability to create near space yellow laser harmonic resonant images in space. So God knows what they're going to pull off. It could be something as simple as the Pope comes out after this UN conference and says, yeah, we need to bring these religions together to bring world peace because we're heading toward war.
He's going to do that, bring Mary involved in it.
One thing I would say, this is the thus saith the Lord, not my opinion, when the drums of war become so loud you can hardly hear your thoughts, then the false peace is coming. I'm not setting dates, I'm just saying the drums of war are beating pretty loud right now, aren't they?
In various parts of the world, wars and rumors of war.
Wars and rumors of war, but the drums are getting so loud in your spirit you can feel something really, 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 really bad is coming soon, and it's going to be extremely deceptive. I don't know what it is, but I just feel it's coming. Well, to continue this discussion next Wednesday. So you can send over those links, too. Thanks.